doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. Welcome to a Monday. It is Thanksgiving week. That makes it 11/25/24.
Man, I am struggling with the fact that we have Thanksgiving, and then, like, while you're doing it, like, next thing you know, it's December. This is just so butted up against December. It's really
very
thrown
late.
Me for a loop.
Very late.
Do we know if it's as late as it can be?
It is. It's the latest it can be.
It's as late as it possibly can be?
I think I made that up, but I'm pretty sure that's right.
It seems like it's real close.
Yeah, because, see, Friday, November 1st, so it couldn't be any later.
Friday, November... Oh, you went the other way to figure it out. See, I was going to go... into December 1st and be like, well, how many days do we have? But yeah, you're right. Wait, no. Does that make sense?
I think it does. Because what it says right here, November 28th. Yeah, see?
That's it.
Well, it's the fourth Thursday, so see if it was the first.
Right,
okay.
Then you see
how that worked?
Yep,
buddy.
Write it down, Steve.
Yeah, keep track. Oh, I forgot to turn his mic on. Yeah, write it down, Steve.
Oh, okay.
And there he is. There he is, guys. It's also the wettest.
I just saw that.
Month since February of 2017.
Is that right?
Baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, boy, we sure got a lot of rain in November. I'm like, yeah, it's been a lot. Is it like some record? I go, I don't know. It feels like it. And then I heard that stat this morning. I was like, boy, that's a minute.
Yeah, the wettest one since February of 2017.
Guys, that's 7.5 years. That's pretty wet.
Is that right?
And then it's raining again this morning. So there you go. I don't know.
February 2017. Where were you? What were you doing? Steve.
February of 2017. Wow.
February of 2017.
Yeah, come on. Break it out.
I was in beautiful Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
Fergus Falls, okay.
Mm.
Had you just moved there?
What?
Just the way you said that, like you were kind of rethinking the beautiful part of Fergus Falls. It is beautiful.
No, it is. It really is.
At times.
Yeah. Sometimes during the winter, it's maybe not so beautiful.
Hey, except for a picturesque, I would say. You know how that is when the blankets of snow, you're like, man, that's a great picture and terrible to move around in.
Yeah, yeah. We had some mountains of snow, that's for sure.
Jay, 2017, what was different about your life in 2017?
I was standing right here.
Can you remember February of 2017? Heck, you might have been in some high school basketball playoffs or something.
That could have been, yeah, it might have been, yeah.
Oh, is that, yeah, I guess that would be that time of year, right?
Yeah. I mean, you don't remember, though?
No, my son would have been 16 and 13, so.
Oh, probably not then.
Your daughter would have been too
just
old
missed.
For that.
Your daughter was.
For high school, yeah.
Yeah.
She'd been in college.
But you probably were taking a road trip over to...
Oh, I know what I was doing. I was driving to Seattle.
I was going to say, you were taking a road trip over to Seattle to watch Emma play.
Anytime in the last 12 years, what were you doing over a weekend? I'm going to say driving to Seattle
to watch basketball. Yeah, Jay, that's a great call.
Pretty easy to remember that part of it.
I remember this one pretty good. 2017 February was when I went to Mexico. Went to Mexico, you know, kind of a last-ditch effort to try to save our marriage. And,
oh, jeez, Kevin.
Well, it wasn't, like, painted that way, but you knew, and it was like...
Well, I mean, maybe you knew.
It
I didn't.
Wasn't.
Why say I knew?
The shrimp were good.
Oh, man.
Oh. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bacon-wrapped green beans. Yes.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
how long does that take? Yeah. You individually wrap every bean?
Kevin James.
Jay, they actually, I looked it up because I wonder.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Well, hello, everybody, on this Monday morning. Stand by.
I was just helping you.
Well, hello, everybody, on this Monday morning.
There it is.
Take two. I am sitting in first place right now. Because all you have to do is look at my head, and you'll see.
Seattle
Seahawks. Wow. With a record of 6-5 are in first place in the goofy NFC West. And it felt good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It felt good yesterday.
Should.
Then I also was very curious about Jay and Steve's relationship yesterday because your teams played each other.
Yeah, they did.
The Vikings taking on the Bears. And for a while, it looked like the Vikings were just running away with it. And then next thing I know, I saw the score and I was like, hey, wait, what?
Yeah, a little overtime just
it's
for fun.
Tied? Mm. Did you guys talk back and forth at all? Any smackety wackety?
Steve?
I was thinking about it, but decided that was not good for my mental health.
Hmm. I was going to say career.
That too.
Also true.
Now, we didn't say a word. I actually, at one point, was going to say to Steve, I will never say anything during a game. And that's all I was going to say. I will never say anything during a game.
Yeah, unless it's somebody that you already talk to all the time during a game.
Well, yeah, I mean, like my son and I were texting back and forth. He was watching.
Sure.
I was watching, and we were like, you know, our defense is terrible. What are we doing?
Yeah, you just keep this game of my team is so terrible. Your team,
they really are.
I know, but they have this. They're the second best team in the NFL, according to the record.
I think maybe third.
Third?
You mean in the NFC, maybe? Yeah, NFC, they're like, I think they're tied for second or something in the NFC.
Yeah,
I think the Eagles are up there. Eagles and Lions. But yeah, I just left it go. And then all of a sudden, when we tied up, then I start, because one of my sons is a Bears fan.
The other
son is a Vikings fan. So there was some fun there. And then, you know. Next thing you know, it's overtime, and I'm like, for the love of Pete. And then I think Steve texted right after the game to say, well, that was fun, or something like that.
Yeah, he did say that at least.
Yeah, right afterwards. Good. Yeah, what did you say, Steve?
I said, well, that was really something.
A very in-depth analysis of the game, I think.
Yeah, and it really was.
And then what did I say?
You said, crazy, Vikings suck. I didn't really know how to respond to that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like some frustration.
I did have my favorite story of the football season that I saw yesterday.
Uh-oh.
About the Detroit Lions. Because they're the only team that apparently everybody thinks doesn't stink.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah, I mean, 10-1, so.
And I mean, the reason I say that is because put your money where your mouth is, and that's what is happening. Vegas has said, we are in trouble.
Uh-oh.
If the Lions win the Super Bowl. They started out as 12-1 favorites, and there were so many people who put money on them. And then it went down to like 8-1. There was people who put money on them. And then they were like 4-1, and there was a bunch of people who put money on them. And now every weekend, people are just heavy, heavy, heavy on the Lions. And they're like, we haven't had a loss like this for a long time, but there is a chance if the Lions win the Super Bowl.
That means there's no way they'll win.
Jay, I kind of agree. I agree. Somehow, like, some big old bookie in his...
Yeah.
What do they call the guys that go with him? His strong man, his...
Muscle?
His muscle. Thank you. That's it.
Sure.
Makes me feel a little fishy because Vegas doesn't like to lose that much money.
Right. That means I'm going to bet against the Lions because I know they're not going to win now. Thank you, Kevin.
Producer Steve.
You're welcome.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name.
My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
True.
Ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, hey.
Good morning. I think my breath is extra fresh this morning.
Your breath?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Okay. Why is
what
that?
What did you do?
Yeah. Concerned.
Well, I didn't know if I brushed my teeth or not this morning.
You can't, like, rub your tongue across them and tell?
Well, it felt like I didn't.
Hmm.
Okay.
But
feel your toothbrush? Is your toothbrush wet?
It was. So I was like, but then I must have, right?
But you're not sure, so you're not risking it?
Yeah. So I had some gum this morning.
Ah.
Don't normally do that. And it's throwing me off.
What?
So you've had a piece of gum and that has thrown you off.
Yeah.
I mean, not like the man's regimented with his schedule or anything.
No,
but
not
he's
at
had
all.
He's had a piece of gum, everybody, and that's going to throw him all off, all kinds of wacky today.
Yeah, I'm in a whole new headspace.
Wow. What kind of gum did we risk? I'm sure it was a very mild one that had no flavor after 30 seconds.
Yeah, this is the one that I brought with me on our trip to Nashville.
That you kept offering everyone on the plane?
Yeah, the expired one.
Mm-hmm. Expired gum.
Yeah.
Oh.
2023.
Risky. And what is it? What flavor?
It is peppermint or okay. Cool mint or
but
whatever.
What, I mean,
what brand?
Do you know how to say the name of the gum? Is it like
Trident, Dentine,
yeah,
Trident,
Orbit? It's Trident.
Oh, it's Trident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that? Are they still serving the little squares?
Serving?
No, these are like little tiny rectangles.
Well, that's what I meant. I meant a rectangle. Steve.
They're
that
not
is my
squares.
Bad.
They're rectangles, Kevin.
So they're the ones that come in the package, and they're still
the ones that are like hard as a rock if it gets cold.
Right?
No.
They're not the ones with the hard shell.
The sticks. I got the sticks.
What? That's not.
They're
what do you
rectangles.
Mean you got the sticks. You mean it's a stick of gum?
Yeah.
Well, that was easier to say. Can I see it? Do you have it?
I understand how to say the shape of a gum.
Do you have it?
Oh,
no, not
God.
With me right now.
Bummer.
Oh man.
It's a stick of gum.
Dude, I had a stick
of
gum.
Yeah, a stick. Because
yeah,
Trident,
just said that.
I feel like forever, was the package, you know, that had the square.
Yeah.
No, stop saying square, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
There were rectangle pieces that you had to tear open individually, and then they were just this little rectangle that looked like maybe a little piece of chocolate.
It looked like a pillow.
They were just hard gum.
Right, the hard-shelled ones. That's the ones you're talking about?
No.
No, those were square.
Just regular Trident, man.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Another thing that you can do to live longer, according to Jay and Kevin, is eat grapes.
Eat
grapes.
Kevin James.
2A.
Oh, wow, 2A.
Because that was 2.
Yeah, I agree.
Wine is grapes.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We're giving away $1,000 a week of Christmas cash, which is awesome. And your chance to qualify for that, we do it 5 times a day, 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4. So at 8 o'clock this morning will be first chance to qualify. We throw your name in the drawing, and then what would that be? 25 people are in the drawing for $1,000. It's pretty good odds, actually.
Yeah, I like those odds.
And so, we'll draw. We'll qualify through Friday, and I am assuming the promotions department will then draw first thing Monday morning next week. So $1,000 would be a nice little bonus around Christmas time. All right, well, my computer is broken, so Steve has to do the audio vault, and he's all thrown off from chewing the gum, so who knows what we're going to get here, but let's try it.
All you can
do is your best, Steve.
That's right.
That's what I'm going to do.
Do your best and forget the rest.
I'll try. Forget the rest. Yeah, that seems right. So what was it, 2 weeks ago now, the Mike Tyson fight? Jake Paul, Mike Tyson?
I think a week. I don't know for sure, but...
Okay. Well, people are...
It was the 15th of November.
Thanks, Kev.
Okay. Well, people are still talking about it, right?
Yeah.
That includes Bill Maher. And he had some interesting things to say about Mike Tyson.
New rule, now that the big fight is over, Mike Tyson must change his name to Iron Deficiency Mike.
Ha ha ha!
Look, I love Mike and wouldn't last 10 seconds in the ring with him, but I've seen livelier fights over who's next to the deli.
Probably true.
I thought my Wi-Fi signal was frozen. No, turns out that was just the fight.
He's got some jokes.
It's jokes, man.
It's jokes, man.
I mean, it's an easy one to make jokes about.
Absolutely. How much is Netflix getting sued for?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's a lot.
Is it $50 million or something like that?
I didn't see the actual lawsuit, but I mean, obviously there's one coming because you can't, I mean, the fact that it just did not work for a lot of people is a bummer. The other thing I loved is that the NFL, who is going to start doing games on Netflix, was like, hey, let's chat.
Yeah, maybe we could have a conversation.
Any of our football games? Yeah. We will have you killed.
And they, they probably won't have 65 million people watching, like, watch the fight all at once.
I thought they said 120. Or 100. I mean, it was over 100 million, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. The story I'm looking at right here says 65 million watched at exactly the same time. Maybe a total. Kevin, like, peaked in and got in and out.
Yeah.
But the peak was 65 million in one moment, and that apparently didn't go well. It didn't on my end, because I don't know. It was freezing up.
I think Love is Blind gets that. Or, I don't know.
Yeah. All at once, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Gladiator 2 hit theaters this weekend. And
Prove it.
I don't know how.
Well, you could have gone to see it. That would have done it.
I could have.
Proof, but there's no way that happened.
No way. Not happening. But director Ridley Scott was asked why it took 24 years for the next Gladiator to come out.
24 years in the making. We've all been waiting for this moment. Why did you wait so long?
Well, in that time, I don't recognize where I'm going to do Gladiator 2. I did 17 movies in the 24 years, so I've been busy.
He did 17 movies.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, he's been a little busy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
what
fair.
A great answer.
Yeah. You know what? You're right, sir.
You have been busy.
Yeah, 17 movies in 24 years. Yeah,
Holy smokes.
Is a lot. And yeah.
And there was that whole COVID thing in there, too. So that kind of slowed it down for a minute.
Mm-hmm. That kind of passive aggressive in his response.
Oh, 100%.
It was a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe do your research. I've been busy. You want to know how many movies I've done? You don't know, do you?
Also, Josh Brolin, he's a famous actor.
Sure.
And has an interesting, he's done something that I think we've all done.
I had come up with a resume that was total bull, 100%.
Oh,
I made
really?
Up plays, I made up theaters, the Librero International Theater in Italy doesn't exist. And I went out to get an agent, and one finally, I think they all knew, but one finally said yes. I probably went on 350 auditions before I got the Goonies.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so made up theaters and but everybody fudges on
that's
their
extra level. I mean, I don't know.
I never
did that.
I never have because I don't. I mean, I guess I've had the same job for so long, and I think when we switched jobs, there was never any resume needed.
Uh-uh.
It was like the resume was, oh, you guys have been on the air. We heard you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was your resume. It's kind of sticking out. It's hard to fake it at that point.
Yeah, so we've been lucky not to have to do resumes.
Should I have checked deeper into your resume, Steve? Are you saying that you lied on yours?
Probably.
Wow.
I don't even know what's on there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unless you like mess this up, you probably won't have to worry about it for at least for a couple months.
Thanks. A couple months. Since it is Thanksgiving week, let's talk a little bit about Turkey Day and sides and food and all that good stuff. Here's what Jordan Davis had to say about his favorite side.
My favorite Thanksgiving side dish, macaroni and cheese. Anytime. Thanksgiving, random Tuesday, I don't care. I'm a macaroni and cheese guy.
Tuesday.
It's just such a Southern thing. And I don't know how many people around here do the mac and cheese. I mean, obviously, pretty easy to do if you love it. We've never done it. Have you ever done it, Jay?
Not that I can remember, no.
Steve, does your family do mac and cheese?
I feel like sometimes we do.
Okay. Because it could be so, so good, and I don't know. I mean, just never done it here.
I mean, I could see how it would be great.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think we've done. Ours have always just been the real traditional stuff. I don't remember doing anything that, because I don't think that counts as traditional side for Thanksgiving, correct?
I feel like in the South it kind of does.
Maybe that's where it is. Yeah. I've been looking up this website, Top Sides. Yeah, it's all stuffing and potatoes and salad and spiced red cabbage. Well, this website's dumb.
Well, that's, yeah, you can stop there.
if you're saying
you
that.
You can't have that ahead of anything. You know, anything. Eggs, I don't know, whatever you.
Right.
Yeah, that seems.
They actually
extreme.
Listed it ahead of mashed potatoes. Yeah, well, congrats. You're no longer a legitimate website. Wow.
I can't take that opinion.
No, I didn't know. You've just ruined it all. It's funny how you'll see some of these lists and you'll go, let me look deeper into this list. And as you look down, you'll see something so ridiculous like that, that you go, well, your whole list is trash now.
Right. Yeah.
Steve, good job on the audio vault. Well done.
Not too shabby.
You finished up with Jordan Davis, which means I'm going to start with him.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But that's a red snapper dog. That is not made of
fish. It also sounds
fish,
horrendous.
Right? That is not made of fish.
No, I think it's crab. Is it crab?
Is it?
I think it might be.
Kevin James.
A snapper ain't no crab, though.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
All right, then. Let's get to it. 509-441-0999. By the way, I did want to say that tomorrow we're going to be on site at Indaba Coffee Roasters. Tomorrow morning, the whole show will be live and in person
at
Indaba Coffee Roasters.
I cannot wait to do that.
Donation
live
day.
Live in front of the owner.
In front of Indaba Bobby?
Bobby.
Yeah.
And Bobby Doo. Yeah.
I should say, I think you should try to say anyway. Indaba Bobby and Indaba Daba Doo at the same time.
Oh, I will somehow find a way.
When you see him. Now, you haven't met him yet, right?
I have not, no.
He's an extremely nice person. Would you agree, Steve?
Oh, very nice,
I'd laugh so much if Steve said, no, he's terrible.
I didn't like him.
No, he was actually awesome.
Yeah, he's great and still is, as far as I know.
Oh, yes, he continues to be awesome.
Yeah, I believe that to be true.
So just raising money for Christmas Wish.
Correct, yes. And it's donation day tomorrow, so we'll be live. In fact, the whole station will be live. Jim will be out there in the afternoon as well, and it's your chance to make donations. We'll cover it all tomorrow, but you can stop by Indaba Coffee Roasters. We'll be at the Monroe Street version of Indaba Coffee Roasters. So
that's our new one, huh?
Yeah, stop by and see us. Also, let's see what we have up the text line. I might have to try mac and cheese this year, but then again, I don't need one more thing to eat.
That's so
Joseph.
True, right?
Are you going to give up the traditional stuff or are you just going to add it because why not?
One more big, thick, heavy thing. Like you've got stuffing, potatoes, and now you add mac and cheese.
Yikes.
Yeah, you can use a little bit more carbohydrates, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Just get rid of the turkey at this point.
Yeah, just all sides, huh?
I mean, I feel like that's what everybody wants anyways. Is there anyone that goes to Thanksgiving and is like, oh, turkey is my favorite?
Yeah, I love turkey. It literally is my favorite.
No,
it literally is. Yeah. I mean, it had to have gravy with it, but it is my favorite.
Okay.
Well, could you put gravy on mac and cheese?
I wouldn't.
No need.
No.
Like, if you did, probably something wrong with it. Evan says, went to the Zach Bryan concert at the Tacoma Dome over the weekend. Great concert. I imagine it probably was. I think he had two shows, right?
Was that the concert where somebody threw something at him? And
I don't know. I didn't see that.
He stopped the concert?
Oh, no. Gosh, dang it. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I didn't see
that. It didn't
hit
him. It hit like his guitar player in the leg or something. And I don't know what it was, but he got, you know, he was trying to find out who did it. And he was like, we're going to kick you out. He's like, hey, if anybody saw who did that, say who it was, and we're going to kick him out.
Well, should.
We're no more throwing stuff.
That's assault. You don't get to do that. And, you know, we don't need you throwing stuff at people. Somebody's going to get seriously hurt, and that's ridiculous. So knock it off. Tyler, what is your favorite food on Thanksgiving that you always have to have? Well, again, mine's turkey. Kevin, yours is what?
Jay, that really shocks me. I mean, I know we've talked about it before, but... I feel like you like the leftover turkey.
I love that too.
I actually love leftover turkey more.
You want the sandwich.
I just can't eat it anymore, which is such a bummer, so I block it out of my mind because somehow turkey gives me gout, and that makes no sense. But favorite? Can I do the combo of how I do it? Because it's not,
I'll see if I allow it.
I can say green bean casserole.
Of course. I do love that, man.
Well, I love the green bean casserole on top of the potatoes.
I think I allow that.
Oh.
You make it into one dish. That's fine.
I just got chills.
Steve, favorite Thanksgiving. Tyler wants to know your favorite Thanksgiving food.
Ooh. I want to say mashed potatoes, but it seems so basic. But I also want to say...
Hey, say whatever you want. You. Yeah, I mean,
you like basic stuff.
Yeah, but I also want to say rolls, but that also seems basic.
Yeah, but those Hawaiian sweet rolls are pretty good.
Those ones are great.
Yeah.
I got to go with rolls.
Okay.
Just because they're so good.
All right.
Even though you can have them anytime. But.
Well, you can have any of that anytime, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Now I don't feel so bad.
I'm glad. I'm glad I took care of it. This one says, no name on this one, but it just says, tell me you guys watched Yellowstone last night. It's getting crazy. Kevin, did you keep up on it?
Are you Sarah Atwood?
Kevin, Eugene, do not say anything about anything.
I just ask if you were Sarah Atwood.
There's people.
I'm doing that around the building all day. I'm just going to walk up to people and say, are you Sarah? By the way, Sarah Atwood, is she the sexiest villain on a TV show?
Of all time?
I understand that woman is evil on Yellowstone. We all get it. If you watch it, she's evil.
Yeah.
But, man almighty, I would fall for her ways.
Okay, Jamie.
I would be right there with Jamie. Jeez.
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to, like, go through the list in my head, but...
She's up there.
I don't know what any of this means.
Of course you don't watch Yellowstone, right? Is it just too much for you?
Too scary, probably.
I guess. I don't know.
Too scary? Yeah. Is it too rough and tough cowboy?
You don't like cowboy shows? You don't like Americana? Shows.
No, I could get into it.
You could, but only 5 seasons late. And isn't there only 3 more episodes, Kevin? Because
I think that's right.
Man, talk about having to put your foot on the gas.
Is it only 3?
Isn't there only 6 in the second half of season 5?
I think that is right.
And there's already been 3 out?
Yikes. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I guess they need to wrap it all up, don't they? But I have one quick question about Yellowstone. If I'm the only person who struggles with this at times. What are they doing these last few episodes?
With?
The weird timelines.
Where they're jumping all over back and forth without
any addressing it, and then you're like, wait, no, wait. Like, I don't
I know,
really...
I've been saying it out loud to my wife, ooh, this is a flashback, you know, because it is, but, if you're not paying really close attention.
But it could be a flashback to, like, 2 weeks ago, and
absolutely,
then you're like, okay,
yeah,
but why?
Well, they want you to figure it out. I mean, you're figuring it out, right, without them making a dramatic 2 weeks earlier.
Some of them, but it gets confusing, too, at times, where you're just kind of like, wait, so is, you know, has the bad thing happened already,
or right.
Has it not?
Carrie, by the way, off the text line said deviled eggs, her favorite part of Thanksgiving.
I noticed that nobody had deviled eggs on our list this year.
Oh,
so,
for your family?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to my son Coop, who I know he loves those.
To make him, what is he gonna do about it?
To make him make them.
Can you just
did it
buy
one year
those?
Before. No. Can you buy deviled eggs?
I don't see why not.
Well, I mean, not that
I've
it's
never
against
seen
the law.
I mean, they obviously have to.
Steve's like,
that's
not illegal. I've checked. There's no law against it.
Like a deli, maybe?
Oh,
we'll have them?
Maybe. I don't
know. That would be where you would get them, right?
I don't remember ever seeing them. I feel like they have to.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be selling
I feel like if you went
them.
To a deli.
That's a swing and a miss, otherwise.
They would definitely have them.
Also, Tim says, my wife makes red lobster biscuits for Thanksgiving. What does that mean?
Red lobster biscuits.
The kind that they make at Red Lobster?
Oh, like the Red Lobster famous biscuits, which I've never had.
All right. I thought maybe she made biscuits out of lobster. But when he said Red Lobster, it made me think that maybe that's the ones they serve there.
It's got little tiny diamonds in it, too.
I don't remember what those taste like. The Red Lobster biscuits.
Have you had them?
Oh, I see right here. It's an actual name brand. I mean, you can actually buy them in the store.
What, deviled eggs?
No, just the Red Lobster biscuits, the Cheddar Bay biscuit mix.
I've heard of them,
that
sounds
great.
And I've heard that they're great, but do not know.
Sign me up for that as well.
Good Lord.